Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I beat the shit out of that motherfucker yesterday, man. I beat two motherfuckers yesterday, man. But the one on video, you saw how I popped him with that left jab? The first punch that I hit him with on that video, that landed. If you look at the mirror, I'll connect it. Yeah, clean connect. Therefore, and still, I am champion.
But committed no crime and bad mistakes.
Champion, the greatest champion of all time, baby. Yeah, man, two wins in a day, man. I did it many times before, and to close out the year, wow, did it again, man. First fight, you heard the audio. Yeah, look, I came to Oxnard to whoop on. I knew that those clowns were there, the Lomachenko and Kovalev. I would have beaten them in the same day, but you know, if I seen them, if they would want to box, I would beat them with gloves on. If they wouldn't, I would just hit them, you know what I mean? Either way, I would get the win. You know, I hate mainstream fighters and those son of a bitches. Look, BJ Flores is most likely, well, I can't say most likely because this guy's terrified, but if I catch him in Vegas, because you know I'm going to go back to Vegas. BJ Flores yesterday texted me like a shitload of times, and as soon as I sent him the fight, he shut the fuck up, man, so. He talked shit, but then he just, like, you know, after that he was like, you know. Well, what can he say, man? I fucking beat a 7-0 MMA fighter. The guy was, like, at least a cruiserweight, maybe even a heavyweight. I didn't ask his weight, but look at his arms. The guy was clearly, he was a big guy. He was definitely way bigger than the light heavyweight. He was either a big cruiserweight or a small heavyweight, and I beat the fuck out of him. Actually, I punched him three times, not twice. I hit him because we went two rounds. The first round did not get recorded, man. I hit him, yeah, just like you saw me hit him with that left. Yeah, and then he stopped, and then I said, all right, let's get this on video. And then what you saw on video, that's, yeah. So really, the first punch was actually the hardest punch, the one that's not on video. I hit him with a hard-ass left hook. In the same spot, like temple area, side of the head. And then and again, I did it again. Bam. Power held back, and then jab, bam. In the forehead. His shit popped back, and then this motherfucker swung back at me, and he missed. He hit air. And that's it. So, hey, man, John O'Sullivan, who the fuck is... Listen, man, John L. Sullivan is a fucking joke, man, all right? I fucking kill that guy, man. None of these guys, you can go back 1,000 years, you're never going to find a fighter as good as Charlie Zelenoff, as great as Charlie Zelenoff. I'm the greatest of all time, man. When I say greatest of all time, that means, you know, the greatest of all time. Not just right now, not just the past 20 years or the past 100 years, all time since Jesus Christ created, you know, Adam and Eve, and until the end of time, if there will ever be an end of time, forever, eternity, Charlie Zelenoff, the GOAT, the best boxer to ever lace them up, the best boxer to ever knuckle up. So, I proved it yesterday, I proved it many more times, and I beat the shit out of that Muay Thai fighter for 206 a couple weeks ago. What does he have to say now? What do his retarded fans have to say now? Which are my haters? What now? People look stupid. I told you. I said that the next time you see me, look, I predicted I was going to win 2 wins in a day. I had a feeling. I said the next video where you're going to see me fighting, it's going to be one-sided. Was I correct? There you go. I didn't even get hit. Bam, bam. That's it. Yeah, that jab was phenomenal. And look, there's no ring. It's, you know, there's a lot of weights. You know, if I hit him with, you know, it's all that right hand, man. When I backed up, I was, like, ready to knock him the fuck out. But then this dude really, I'm giving him a pass by counting it as a points win. It's kind of, I don't know, man. He got lit up twice. He got hit in the face twice, and then he's like, what the fuck? What do you mean, what the fuck? Because I'm more gifted than you? Because I hit you and you missed me? It's what the fuck? Come on, man. That's like a quit right there. He quit, you know what I mean? He quit, but then I'm going to give him a pass since he was, like, walking forward and then didn't do shit. His boys got in the middle, and they just, like, stopped the whole thing, and then the staff got in, and I just said I hit him twice, and, you know, and like I said, he agreed to a boxing match, you know. And actually, his boy knew who I was. He's like, yeah, I know you, man. You be going to gyms beating up people, man. And he seemed like a hater, his friend, and I'm like, see, what did I tell you, motherfuckers? Every time I fuck up a fighter at a gym, most of the time is justice. It's always justice. No, I'm saying, like, sometimes, like, a lot of the times I beat enemy fighters. Like, Anthony Thompson, Leo Aleo, they were not enemies. That was just for competition. They were fighters with great records that I beat the shit out of. That felt great, you know. But, like, it would feel phenomenal to knock out DeJuan Daniels right now. You know what I'm saying? That guy's a fucking pussy. Like I said, man, DeJuan, Mayweather Jr., a rematch with Wilder, but I already beat Wilder in the ring, man. Like, I would much rather whoop Mayweather Jr. and DeJuan instead of Wilder. Anthony Joshua, I remember when I hit that video game machine and Joshua hit that video game machine, my score was, like, way higher than his. He had, like, 756 or 810. I don't know, but my shit was 996. And I'm fucking middleweight. So, yeah, I mean, I hit harder than, a lot harder than Joshua. I'm a lot faster than him. And just go on Vimeo.com and go watch my fight, man. Or go on YouTube, you know, before it gets fucking flagged, you know. I don't know if it will. Probably will because it's bare knuckle, but I had to post that shit, man. I wasn't like, yeah. Like, I was so hyped about the win. I just couldn't have the patience. My publicist and all that, you know, like, and we don't, on our channel, like, we don't post bare knuckle fights. But this was like, man, I don't give a fuck. This was such a great victory. This was a masterclass without gloves. This is like the most diverse boxing can ever get. Charlie Zelenoff. Number one. And, you know, I had to post it. I don't care if it's age restricted. I don't care if we're not going to monetize it. I don't care if we're not going to make any money off of it. I got the W. That's what I care about. And that's what I always cared about the most. And I always said that. I always cared about the W the most. So there you have it. Man, beat the dude's ass, and the victory speaks for itself, man. I got nothing more to say, man. I'm the greatest of all time.